Blog Talk Radio.
Perform better as how he made some noticeable mistakes tonight. One in particular was when he again allowed Julio Jones to streak down the field, but peeked behind and lost sight of Julio Jones. Julio Jones, per sec, looked as if he was pausing for a corral, but then streaked his way into the end zone. That's just unacceptable there, as Byron Maxwell had even learned that through Dan Quinn back in Seattle, not to peek back and instead carry through the sideline. But Maxwell made some, I guess you could say, bonehead mistakes tonight. I mean, there are times he batted down a third and 15 reception in man coverage to Julio Jones. There was also another time he stopped the Falcons on yet another critical possession, but he definitely needs to perform better. That's for sure. That's for sure. You could say that he played up against Julio Jones, but you'd expect a better performance next week against the Dallas Cowboys, as now the Cowboys are left without Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant announced to be injured for sick with a broken foot, so the Eagles will have less of a difficult time against the Cowboys. But even though Maxwell didn't come alive in this game, one player, another acquisition who did come alive in this game was Kiko Alonso. Kiko Alonso did very well, played some base, played some nickel too, and picked off, and you know, this was one of momentous swings of the game when Kiko Alonso picked off Matt Ryan in the first quarter. Matt Ryan doesn't too often allow an interception in the red zone, but hey, Kiko did a phenomenal job at times in man coverage, getting back in man coverage and picking off Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan led the NFL last year in the red zone, so no. What a performance accomplishment out of Kiko Alonso tonight. Offensive line, yeah. In the first quarter, offensive line forced DeMarco to lose some yardage. Yeah, the Eagles had quite a hard time getting off ground in the beginning stages of the game. They couldn't really run the ball as much with DeMarco Murray, particularly the offensive line. Really struggled, in my opinion. Jason Peters was taken out game, but allowed a sack at one point in the game. Was called for a penalty. Unusual of Peters, as I felt, and John Gruden was even alluding to it on the broadcast, but it looked as if Peters, at his lightest now, way over the offseason, lightest ever, And yet, tonight, he didn't look himself. The announcers were saying he didn't look himself. And, well, later on, he was taken out of the game, unfortunately. But, not only Peter's, Kelsey. Now, Kelsey had such a hard time getting in screen for them when the Eagles were all three screen passes to the side. Jason Kelsey was slow to get over and was. I mean, it wasn't okay because he plays center, but no, still there were times when he just missed a block and dropped back some yardage for Darren Sproles, but was even called for a penalty. It was called for holding on a screen protection play. And it looked as if the Falcons defensive player was intentionally holding on to Kelsey, I felt, but Kelsey was called for offensive holding on the play, which cost the Eagles again some yardage. I was happened to be one of the main points from tonight that the Eagles couldn't really get off the ground as much, especially in the beginning stages. But no. So I mean, I took some notes over this game right here, but no. Desmond Trufant, and hey, he's a wonderful cornerback of the Atlanta Falcons. He got on top of Bradford's first deflected pass. Now, not too many times did I see Bradford throw inaccurate. I thought, and this is just my perspective, but I thought Bradford did a phenomenal job. I mean, there's one great thing we could take away from this game tonight. It's Bradford. Bradford did a phenomenal job, even though there are many times the receivers could not retain possession of the ball. And there are also many times receivers misread routes. First pass of the game, Ertz did not fade to the side. Down another possession, Josh Huff did not turn to his backside. So there's some misreads, and there's definitely a lot of drops in this game. Even though Bradford did a phenomenal job, he gave up one interception, but hey. I just think, he gave up two interceptions because of the final play of the game, but yet he did a phenomenal job, in my opinion. I think one great thing we can take away from this game is Bradford's performance. Hopefully he just keeps it up, stays healthy as weeks progress. But the player tonight deserves some acknowledgement is Bang Logan. Felt Bang Logan was much quicker on his feet tonight, much more versatile, was able to get around a lot better. Looks a lot better than last season as he worked out a lot over this past off season at the NovaCare complex, but he picked up some tackles tonight, and even at one point tackled for a loss. So I felt Bang Logan did a really good job. It's really Bang Logan's year to to prove that he deserves to be on this Eagles roster as their starter, but as a starter, but, you know, pretty good performance out of Benny Logan tonight. Now, second quarter, the Falcons pretty much tortured the Eagles secondary man coverage on the first drive of the second quarter. Now, we can't only fault Byron Maxwell here, but also Nolan Carroll. There are times Nolan Carroll, Julio Jones, and Roddy White easily zip by him, easily. So, expect better out of Nolan Carroll as well, even though he batted down a couple passes and did okay at best. At this Eagles secondary, if the Eagles are going, you know, many people are saying high expectations on the Eagles. If the Eagles are going to reach the Super Bowl, they have to have a wonderful secondary. They need the secondary to improve. My main concerns going into this season were Bradford, secondary, offensive line, like, you know, Lane Johnson mostly. But maybe you could look at the other side now. Look at the other way now. Peters may be an X factor here now, but as you look at things on the offensive line, but no, three main concerns there. As secondary, really struggled in the second quarter. Eagles got the ball back after the first drive, torturous first drive of the second quarter. Bradford. Here's where Bradford, you know, there's some iffy passes, but Bradford was under pressure. And, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. Offensive line definitely struggled when it came to the run and pound game, but they most certainly did a solid job in protecting Bradford tonight. Bradford wasn't pressured as much. And you can't go without praising Vic Beasley, Claiborne. Atlanta Falcons defense looks a whole lot better now with Dan Quinn at the helm. Got to give kudos to Dan Quinn as the Eagles went up against a pretty tough front seven and prevented a lot of sacks tonight, a lot of pressure on Bradford as Bradford was able to get the ball off a lot tonight, even though on this one drive he missed Matthews and Ertz in the red zone to set up the Eagles only three points field goal of the first half. Nolan Carroll, just like that, the Eagles kicked for a field goal, got the ball back afterwards, a little later. Got the ball back, but as time ticked down, threw his first interception as Peters at one point failed to switch over with Barbara. It was a misread on the offensive line. Referring back to Jason Peters' first step quickness, Peters could have gone off a lot better game. Despite the Sam Bradford, you know, Savage and Bradford didn't do so bad at all. Hold in on yeah, and there were also holding calls on Barbara and Gardner. Two of the Eagles' new offensive line starters, and I thought Gardner did pretty well tonight, but that left side of the offensive line struggled, really, really struggled, I felt, and they definitely have to improve. If Peters is out next week, if he's out for more and more weeks to come with this recent injury he suffered, then you have to expect the Eagles offensive line depth. I talked about the Eagles offensive line depth many times prior to the season, that the Eagles offensive line depth is going to be key. One of the main factors as Matt Tobin filled in for Peters tonight, and most likely will fill in for Jason Peters if necessary, if the case happens to be weeks out of Jason Peters. So 3-20, not so good of a first half at all, but then they got back up on the field second half, and no, they just hit a light bulb once they got out of that locker room. Final drive, and Chip Kelly said, "Let's end the final drive here. We don't have to try and throw it down the end zone. The Eagles were having such a tough time that first half, especially on the last drive. But they came out blazing fire quarter, second half, with firstly a spectacular interception, spectacular read by Walter Thurman as he was playing zone, and suddenly jumped on the ball, read. Matt Ryan, the middle of the field, Walter Thurman's 5'10", 5'11". He jumped up for that ball. He really jumped up for that ball as, I guess him and, well, that's just it. Him in particular had a good game out of the whole secondary. As a little after, Malcolm Jenkins dropped another interception. Malcolm Jenkins tonight could have had multiple interceptions. If we look back at last year, I believe he had two interceptions in his very first Eagles game, if I'm not mistaken. But Malcolm Jenkins, of course, had a wonderful season last year, came off a wonderful season last year, but tonight dropped multiple interceptions, but one in particular could have been taken back for a touchdown. One, though, I want to add was Miles Austin. Miles Austin as well could have easily, and this was one of the first drives of the game, Miles Austin could have easily scored a touchdown, but again, you have to be one of the Eagles wide receivers to drop yet another ball. Some costly plays, but no. As the Eagles were blazing fire in this third quarter, second half, DeMarco Murray ran in for another touchdown. Murray scored two touchdowns. One with a great counter drawn for Murray. The Eagles play mostly on the perimeter tonight. Their run scheme, not too much edge trap, but DeMarco Murray got off the ground. This half, the Eagles got off the ground pretty well. Yeah, even though I heard someone say this after the game as well, but the running game sort of disappeared in the second half. Oh, you expect that with the Eagles trailing 3-20, but yet felt Chip Kelly could have managed the clock a little bit better with running the ball a little bit more, but no, he got Murray a lot of touches tonight, as Murray especially caught one ball for a touchdown. And luckily enough, I was quite surprised that Murray was standing in the same spot for 5 seconds, and one linebacker, the Falcons, dropped back in coverage, red zone coverage, and did not at all singularly line up with DeMarco as DeMarco was open close to the end zone, as DeMarco Murray scored two touchdowns, could have definitely had a better game. DeMarco ran for 40 or more yards in most of the first half last year. So that goes back to offensive line, and offensive line needs to do a better job here. Really needs to do a better job here, but One thing I noticed tonight was that the Falcons were running a lot of flat routes. They were running a lot of flat route plays with Julio Jones. Julio Jones had about 10 receptions tonight, two touchdowns, but there are many times. Falcons played it smart on offense, I felt, tonight, but there's times Falcons decided to draw up a flat route with Julio Jones, which says something. They were a little cautious around Eagles is, I believe, front seven at times. They didn't want to throw in the middle of the field as much. And as we know, one few times you saw the Falcons throw in the middle of the field was to Walter Thurman, that spectacular interception. They mostly tried to go downfield with Julio Jones and throw some short routes to him, but multiple flat routes were thrown towards Julio. Keep burping. Julio Jones's way, but So ball was turned over again. Falcons only scored 6 points. 6 points in this second half. Generally, they only scored 6 points. So, many times we saw Eagles with the ball, and from their own 20, own 8, and own 5 were able to score a touchdown. 3 successful drives in all of the second half. The Eagles did pretty well getting away from their own 5, own 8, own 20. Jordan Matthews was definitely and we could fault him for the play of the game, but still, he had a really good game. He had a really good game, as he caught 10 receptions, and really carried the Eagles down the field along with Bradford. Matthews was one of Bradford's favorite targets in the preseason. So, despite the foul play, I'll get to the very end soon, but I'd say Cody Parkey should take most of the blame for this game tonight. Matthews made a mistake, but like I said, had a really good game. Really good season last year, whereas Parkey came off a really good season as well last year, blew this 44-yard field goal, which is unacceptable. Chip Kelly said after the game, "Oh, I have a lot of confidence still in Cody Parkey. I have a lot of confidence in Cody Parkey after tonight, and after the Eagles preseason." Cody Parkey really struggled. He's really struggled lately, which concerns me. Concerns me, especially with the new extra point rule. Cody Parkey really needs to perform better here, crying out loud. He needs to play better. That simple. But no. But, let's see here. As I said, Eagles had three successful drives, but then on the final drive, second to last drive, they didn't do bad at all. They set up good field goal position for Cody Parkey, but missed. Then Matthews dropped that ball at the end, so pretty much the game. We definitely learned a lot tonight in this spectacular game. I thought, even though the Eagles came out rough in the first half, it was nonetheless a spectacular game. We saw what the Eagles are capable of, what Sam Bradford is capable of, the secondary is capable of. Certain things need to be taken care of. Other than that, I think the Eagles are on the right track. Just a matter of health again. And if they lose Peters, so I think that'll be a big loss. Bigger loss if Peters came back and didn't outshine expectations. Hope Peters isn't in the steep decline of his career, because he's obviously getting older now. And Chip ran and has run most possessions out of most NFL teams last year and the year before. Considered the year before Chip Kelly arrived on the scene, Peters suffered an Achilles injury. So that may sound bad. Look at Ryan Howard, same thing. Achilles injury can really matter in sports, so, and players' longevity. So, I'd be concerned about Peters. I'd be concerned about Peters, but the Eagles can stay healthy on that front, offensive line, front, at quarterback, and a few other positions. I think they'll be fine. They'll be fine, but with the first game of the season wrapped up, are the Eagles able, because many fans are saying high expectations on the Eagles, are they destined to reach the playoffs? Are they destined to reach the Super Bowl? We're going to go that far? Oh, I expect them at least clinch a wild card berth at best, but don't expect, besides a 9-7 record, really see a team going 9-7, especially after tonight. Don't really think, first game, it's only first game of the season, but there's definitely a lot we could take away from tonight, and that the Eagles have a long way to go. They have a long way to go, even if they want to contend for a Super Bowl. So it'll be interesting to see what happens for weeks to come. As the Eagles lost this game tonight, 24-26, against the episode of PHL Sports Nation. So thank you, guys. And before I go, check out phlsportsnation.com. Also, find me on Twitter at jbravosk. You can find me on Twitter at jbravosk. So, with that, guys, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You guys can tune again next week after the Eagles wrap up week two against the Dallas Cowboys at home. So, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure y'all are as well. So, thank you guys, and peace out.